are generics for Fingolimod as effective as non-generic formulations? Find out this and more in today's PV Roundup podcast. I'm your host, Senior Vice President Medical Director Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. More than half of the patients with multiple sclerosis who are taken off of the non-generic formulation of Fingolimod and given generic formulations have to be switched back. This according to a study presented at the 2024 ACTRIMS Breaking Barriers in MS Conference. A retrospective study of 27 patients with stable MS who were treated with the original Fingolimod for at least 2 years before being switched to generic Fingolimod showed that 4 patients experienced a total of 6 relapses. Disability progression was also accelerated in patients treated with generic Fingolimod. The Expanded Disability Status Scale score increased in 4 patients during the year before the switch and in 12 patients during the year of treatment with generic Fingolimod. Laboratory analysis revealed elevated liver enzymes more than 3 times the upper limit of normal in 4 patients and elevation of amylase in 1 patient taking generic Fingolimod. Researchers were concerned by the number of patients who suffered serious adverse events. 1 patient died from pancytopenia and sepsis, although it could not be determined if the death was caused by generic Fingolimod. 2 other patients were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell sarcoma. Ultimately, 15 of the 27 patients were switched back to the original brand name Fingolimod. In our next story, we learned that treatment for hypertension in people living with HIV may reduce mean systolic blood pressure and incidence hypertension, thus lowering cardiovascular risk. A study presented at the 2024 Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections found that among 250 adults treated at the HIV clinic in Haiti, those who received amlodipine 5 milligrams over 12 months showed a mean reduction in systolic-diastolic pressure of 10.5 and 8.9 millimeters of mercury, compared to a reduction of 4.6 and 3.3 millimeters of mercury in the control group. The percentage of patients who had their blood pressure under control at 12 months was 57.4% in the intervention arm versus 36.7% in the control arm. At month 12, the rate of incidence hypertension was 39.5% in the intervention group compared with 64.2% in the controlled group. No serious drug-related adverse events were reported, and there were no significant differences in viral load suppression between the two groups. And finally, clinicians should take a patient's skin tone into account when using pulse oximetry to estimate oxygen levels. An assessment of 44 studies comprising more than 733,000 oxygen saturation readings taken from over 222,000 people published in the British Journal of Anesthesia revealed that most studies reported overestimation of true arterial oxygen saturation by pulse oximetry in patients with darker skin tones or from ethnicities assumed to have darker skin tones. While it is not possible to state the magnitude of these overestimations, based on the current available data, the findings show that these incorrect readings could prevent people from receiving necessary treatments. The findings are currently being explored in greater detail in a study of around 900 critically ill patients with different skin tones from 24 sites around the United Kingdom. And that's today's Medical Roundup. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PV Roundup Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at pvroundup.com to subscribe to our weekly newsletters. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions, please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@pvroundup.com. Subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, or Google. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup. Just ask, what's my flash briefing? Thanks today to Gabrielle Mostello for selecting and editing our stories, and to Sean Mullen for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.